Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We have another guest today.
We do. One of our favorites.
Yes. Swayze, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm Swayze. I'm a senior, and I live in sunny California.
Yeah, you do.
Awesome.
How are you doing, Swayze?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. We're happy to have you on today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on. I'm really excited.
All right, so we have some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. So tell us how this school year has been different with COVID, COVID-19.
Yeah, so it's actually been way different, I would say. I think it's been different for almost like every high school student. So it's just, it's not on campus. Online, so it's way different, I would say. You just have to wake up, and it's, I would say, a lot of Zooms and a lot of, like, online work. And I don't know, for me in California, they're thinking about getting everyone back in school in November. But I don't know. It's just really different, I would say.
So you guys don't go in at all? Nothing on campus right now?
No, not at all.
And so, how's that, like, working for you?
It's been okay, I would say. It's kind of difficult because it is my last year of high school, so it's definitely kind of sad to think about my last year of high school not being on campus with everyone, but...
Yeah, I hope they get you guys back on, at least for, like, the second half.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to go in November. Some of the teachers have, like, allowed some of their classes to be in school on the class, like, in class, like, every once in a while, but besides that, I would say that they don't really allow a lot of kids on campus at all, so.
Well, it's good that it sounds like they're trying to, like, move towards that. So that's hopeful.
Yeah.
So crazy that you're a senior. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
My one of my siblings, he's gotten to go in person just every, like, for a half day, which is, okay. Which I would say is good.
Yeah, that is good. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what is, like, your new normal?
Like, your routines and stuff. Like, what does your day look like?
That's such, like, a catchphrase these days. What's your new normal?
So I wake up at 7 and I do my church's seminary, which lasts for about an hour. And then I go into my school routine, which is basically doing about, like, 2 to 3 Zooms every day, doing some online assignments, and just taking, they have a lot of breaks implemented in the schedule so that people don't feel like it's crammed. So it's just a lot of breaks and a lot of online assignments and quizzes and labs sometimes. So
you can do, like, labs online.
I'm not taking a science right now, but yeah, you can do a lot of, like, science sort of assignments on there too, which I would say is, like, kind of nice for those kids that are in chemistry and bio.
Yeah, that's cool that they're making all the classes work. Yeah. So what classes are you taking?
So right now I'm taking German.
Ooh, German.
I know. German, fitness and conditioning, which is gym, speech and debate, and AP Gov.
Speech and debate and AP Gov.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So out of those classes, what's your favorite?
I don't know. I like AP Gov, even though it is kind of a difficult class. I would say it's really fun, and you get to learn a lot about U.S. policies and the Constitution and just things that are happening like right now in our lives, which is really fun. It's really interesting.
Yeah, like all of that's pretty like applicable to what's happening right now. So that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know anyone that homeschools?
Yes, actually, in my church, I know one of my friends. He is homeschooled. He's about my age. So yeah, I do. He's pretty nice. We've talked a couple times, but yeah, that's basically all I know so far. I think a lot of Californians really like to take advantage of the public school programs because they are pretty good in California. So I don't think there's a lot of homeschooling.
What do you feel like you'd be missing out on if you were homeschooled?
I feel like just the normal things that everyone says about homeschooling kids, just kind of like the generalizations that it's like you don't really have a lot of friends and
no social life.
Exactly. And I don't know, you're just very like antisocial and you don't really like to, I don't know, that's just my idea of homeschooling, but I know it's way different. Just a lot of like time at home rather with.
Right.
My idea of they're a lot like smarter just because I know I had some friends that did get to explore in different because they started homeschooling and they get to like progress and stuff. So that's what I would.
Yeah, don't really have to wait like till everyone's like on this. What is the like the slogan? Like no kid left behind.
Yeah.
I think those are a lot of really common stereotypes about homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah.
So something that we do with you that's like my favorite is we do like a little book club. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So because you love to read, like we love to read. So you've been choosing a book, and we've been taking like a couple weeks to read it, and then we get to do like a little FaceTime call and talk about it, which has been so awesome.
It's so fun. I love it so much.
Yes. So what are some of your favorite books right now?
So I started off, my first book that got me into reading again was Where the Crawdads Sing, which I really, really love. It was my favorite one. So after that, I was just kind of hooked on like crime and mystery books. I would say I still am kind of hooked on those types of books.
Yeah, I was so glad you read that book because I was like, I need to talk to somebody about the ending. Oh my
seriously,
gosh.
It was so good.
They're coming out with a movie right now.
I know, it was Reese Witherspoon who wanted to start the movie, which
that's right. I think it was one of her book club books too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds so good. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. So yeah, I really like a lot of mysteries. I like classic books too. Like I've read a couple Jane Austen's. But yeah, so far I've just been kind of hooked on those types of books.
So that's kind of how you go about picking them. You like just go for the genres that you're interested in that you've liked.
Yeah. And just like kind of teen books too, that kind of like I can kind of relate to with some aspects. I would say just like teens, mysteries, and like classics.
There you go. So how do you go about like keeping track of what books you've read?
So I talked to Stacey about this. I kind of have a little reading list.
Kind of yes,
nerdy.
I
do.
My own heart. You are so
it's kind of nerdy.
Not at all.
I just kind of list out. I made a list recently, but I found that it's kind of hard because then I find more books I want to add to the list, and then it gets longer, and I'm like, oh, I can't finish it by the end of the year, but I liked Stacey's little journal she sent me. It's just like a whole little book and it has all these different like titles and then how you rate them. And I really want that. I really like that. I told her I'm going to have to copy her. Definitely.
Well, you got to take it to the next level. Like I've been using like this Commonplace journal. So I'll like write down books I read and then like favorite quotes.
Oh, too, fun. So. I really like that.
I know.
I really, really like that.
Wow. Way more our little organization taking over.
Seriously.
All right. So what are some myths that you could dispel about public schooling? Or what do you think some of those are?
Like just about the public school system? 100%.
Yeah, what do you think people think about it?
I think people think that there's a lot of bullying that goes on around public schools, and I don't know. I feel like everybody kind of gets that feeling that there's a lot of bullying that goes on campus, but I feel like that's totally not true. Maybe in some schools' cases, but I definitely feel like I don't feel like there's a lot of bullying that goes around. Like, I know cyberbullying is a real thing, and so is like bullying, but I feel like usually teens these days, they don't really like to be very confrontational. They like to keep their like reputation kind of clean in some ways, so they don't really like to tear other kids down, which is really nice, and I'm really glad. It's especially for my school, I feel like everyone's kind of tight and everyone knows each other, and I don't know, that's one kind of myth I feel like everyone kind of thinks about public schools.
Yeah, that's good that you're not experiencing that at your school.
Yeah.
So what do you think that parents don't know about high school? Spill all the secrets right now, Sway. You need all the tea.
I just feel like parents think that school isn't that hard and that it's not like so like difficult, which I guess some schools aren't that difficult, but in my opinion, I feel like a lot of kids are like stressed out and are kind of gotten depressed because they have so much workload and like so much stress. Again, I think that parents kind of like downplay the reality of like teens these days that really do struggle with mental illnesses, especially on campus. I feel like that's just one thing. I don't know. I feel like that's definitely just one thing. It's kind of hard because some kids, they kind of like use it to their advantage and kind of say like, oh, I'm suffering from this, and they kind of like use it to their advantage and try to sort of like get away with things. But I feel like it is a real thing, and there are a lot of kids that struggle with these things.
And, yeah, I think you brought up a good point. Like, you think it's like more stressful now with the way like things are, like with COVID and like the closures.
I think it's teen expectations too. Like, I feel like there's a lot of expectations that teens should be doing things and should, I don't know, like look like that girl or talk like this or wear this, and like a lot of teens feel like self-conscious about themselves and their self-esteem gets really, really low because they are surrounded by a lot of people that have a lot of opinions and think a certain way, and I feel like it definitely messes with a lot of people's mental health. And I think especially teens, we're so vulnerable at this age that it's definitely hard with teen expectations and world expectations overall.
Do you think social media like plays a part in
that? I definitely think so. I think that social media like creates expectations for other kids by like scrolling and seeing other people on there and kind of comparing yourself to them. Like, you're comparing your low to their high. So I don't know, it definitely lowers my own self-esteem when I go on Instagram or other social networking. Yeah. So I think that it definitely plays with teens' minds again.
That's good that you can recognize that, though. I feel like that's hard to come to.
I mean, and I don't want to, like, totally bash, like, social medias and stuff. Like, I do have, like, Instagram, and I do spend time on it. But I think that there are, like, a lot of consequences from social media that are kind of, like, underlying and kind of disguised, I would say.
Yeah. So what is, like, your approach? Do you have, like, rules set up for your phone and social media and that, or do you put your own rules on it? Like, how do you handle it?
So I would say that I don't really have like restrictions. I think that I set my own screen time on it so that I don't get like reeled in, and I don't want, because I know that when I open up Instagram and I leave it, I definitely feel worse than I did when I left, like I got out of it. So I think that by putting on a screen time limit on it, that it definitely, like, I don't know, just kind of limits your time on it so that you don't get sucked in and you don't feel, like, really, really bad afterwards. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's good that you can, like, set up those parameters for yourself and recognize when it's, like, too much, right? Definitely. I think that's, like, hard for even adults.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have screen limits on your guys's phones?
I got rid of everything for now. Like, that's just what's working best for me. But I don't know. I feel like I recognize the same thing in myself. Like, I wasn't feeling better after being on it. I was feeling worse. And I don't know. It was just, like, a really hard habit to break. Like, I would continually check in and scroll, and time would fly by.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my
gosh. Yeah, and I feel like it also makes you feel, like, it makes you feel like you're missing out, like FOMO. Like, by being on it, you feel like you're missing out, and you just kind of, like, leads you down, like, a path that's really, like, dark, and you just feel like you're alone, and you don't have many friends, and you just feel kind of lonely, which, like, kind of leads back to, like, mental illnesses, which leads kids to have, like, depression and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think that's a huge part of, like, why we're seeing so much mental illness and so many, you know, depressed teens. Definitely. For sure. For sure. So you are pretty into politics and current events. I'm sure your AP government class has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about it is interesting to you?
In my opinion, it's really interesting to see, like, both sides, I don't know, being, like, raised with, like, certain points of view. It was nice to see, like, other people's point of views and being able to, I don't know, just kind of identify with some policies and some, like, laws and kind of see whether or not I agree with them, which I really like. I like to form my own opinions on things, and I think that it's nice that we kind of have that laid out there unbiased, because media can kind of plays a role in that, with kind of shifting your views and making you think a certain way. So I think it's nice to have, like, a teacher that teaches you, like, things, like, unbiasedly, even though he is kind of biased, I would say.
I think it's so hard for, like, teachers, or really, like, anyone, to, like, not let their opinion show. I've read several books about, like, worldviews and things like that, and it's like you can always kind of tell which way they're leaning, like, no matter how hard they
seriously
try.
like even textbooks, like, it's really really crazy to see that. But I feel like my government teacher does do a good job of laying it out pretty unbiasedly, setting out, like, different, like, laws that are both, like, for liberals and conservatives, so you get kind of get, like, the best of both worlds. Yeah.
That's good. That's really cool to find a teacher like that.
I saw you got your mom to
too. Yeah, no. I know. Good job. That was really fun. I like doing that. That was awesome.
Super cool. I feel like all of this stuff is going to help you so much, like, in life. Be prepared. So many kids, like, graduate high school and even go on to college without, like, knowing much about politics and worldviews.
Or they just get, like, an unbiased view, because I feel like, again, with, like, social media, like, you get a lot of, like, other people's opinions, like, forced on you, and I don't know, you go into the world not knowing both sides of the story and, like, being stuck with your opinion without, like, seeing other people's points of view, which I'm glad I'm also taking speech and debate, because I'm able to debate people without kind of, like, getting emotionally attached to the subject, because, you know, I feel like it's hard for people to not get offended these days with, like, other people's opinions and things. So it's good to, like, kind of express your opinion without, like, offending other people. So
yeah. And I feel like the first rule of speech and debate is kind of to find that common ground.
Definitely.
That we all have, right? Yeah. That's cool. You're not just discounting someone else's view because it's different than yours. You're like, okay, well, what do we both agree on? Because usually there's more in common than
definitely
not. That's really cool. So do you have a lot of friends you can talk to about this that are kind of interested in what's going on in the world?
I would say I have a good amount of friends that are into things like this. A lot of younger kids aren't really involved, I would say. My own like friend group, I would say, aren't really like involved with it, but that's why I like my class, because I don't really like know a lot of them, but I can still express my opinion without like offending other people, because I know a lot of my friends have like very like strong opinions, and I don't want to like offend them by expressing my opinions. So
that's cool that you have some place you can talk about it safely.
Definitely.
Okay, so you got to tell us what some of your interests are. What do you do for fun? Because it's pretty cool.
Oh. You do awesome stuff.
So I like to surf. It's, Jessica and Stacey already know this. I really like surfing.
And you're like super good at it too.
Yes, we've seen many videos.
I'm not like professional, and I'm not like great either. But I just started learning a little bit over a year ago. Took a couple surf classes. So I'm definitely in love with surfing. I just really love being out in the water, and getting to see wildlife sometimes too.
Getting to see sharks. Terrifying.
Seriously, I would not be getting in the water.
They're friendly. They're really friendly.
Oh, sure they are. Until they bite off your arm.
Until they tear a seal or something.
I started doing it when I was, I would say, like, a freshman, and I kind of quit. And then I started back up. I was, like, beginning of COVID. Again, which I'm really glad, because I feel like that's a good like life skill to have. It's not really a life skill, but it's, I don't know, it's just really fun to kind of have like that little hobby and be kind of musically, I don't know.
Your mom teaching you? Because your mom is super good at
the piano. She is really, really good. So your grandma. But no, yeah, my grandma is teaching me.
Oh, that's so cool.
FaceTime.
That's awesome.
I mean, like, music, you're just very, like, musical. You have a good ear for things, and no one
Oh, I can't harmonize anymore. Piano, that's girl. Why I started piano again, because I lost that again. So.
I'm sure you can. I bet you did not. Oh, you have a beautiful voice.
Not really.
I'm glad you started that up again. That's super cool. And piano helps with so many other things, like math and logic and things.
I think there was, like, some type of study that happened that said, like, any kid that, like, plays, like, a musical instrument is, like, easier on them for school and stuff. So, I think that's...
Yeah. I've read lots of studies on that.
Yeah. And I would say that reading, again, is, like, one of my bigger hobbies that I've started that... I really...
Yeah, you go through books really fast. We cannot keep up.
Seriously.
You're like, can you give us a little more time
this book
for
this
our
week.
Book club?
Because we're
book this
week. We might have to push it back another week, because...
That's okay. We might need to do that.
I have not even started.
Jesse, it's like the longest it's taken for me to read a book, and it's not even that big either. But it's really good though. It's actually really good.
Scary?
Kind of. It's very like mystery.
It's not scary for you because you like horror.
That
movies.
Too. Yeah.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna have nightmares. I'm sure. I'm such a baby.
Yeah, her tolerance is a lot higher for this.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You know, we have to ask you one more question.
So, what are you obsessing over?
I would say this new book series that I'm really enjoying. It's another like mystery, like teen novel. The second one in the series just came out a couple months ago, which I'm already indulging myself in. It's called One of Us is Lying, and the sequel is One of Us is Next. It's so good. It's, like, the perfect mix of, like, teen drama and mystery and crime. It's so good, and I don't know. It just makes me so happy when I read it. Not really happy, but just very, like, I'm just very concentrated on it.
I thought I've heard of this.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of it, too.
Might have just been because you probably told me about it. I felt like I had heard of it. Yes.
It's very good.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Have to add that to the list.
What are you obsessing over, Stace?
Okay, so I'm obsessing over something kind of silly, but I have had so many people stop me and ask me about this bike that we got for my son for his birthday. It's called the Razor Drift bike. It's electric. It's kind of expensive, but it, like it drifts on corners and it's, like, low to the ground. And he loves it. And every time we take it to the park or anywhere out and about, people are stopping me.
That's fun.
Cool. Yes. What about you, Jess? What are you obsessing over?
My daughter has been super into foraging. She wanted to just, like, pick random leaves and put them in her mouth before we actually were able to determine if they were edible. So we bought a book. It's called Foraging with Your Kids, 52 Wild and Free Edibles to Enjoy with Your Children. We got it on Amazon. So nice. Keeping Lovely. Her from poisoning herself. Going great.
And she's been carrying that thing around with her.
Oh, so fun. It's like her little, it's attached to her.
Lovely.
Yeah,
thank you so much. So fun.
It has been great to catch up with you. Thanks for having the time to spend with your old aunts here.
No problem. So fun. I love you too.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.